A production of SDPB, South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The Senate will come to order. Leading us in prayer this afternoon is Chaplain Dodi Nordemir of the Pier Fort Pier Ministerial Association. Following the prayer, we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by the page of the day, Maggie Bow of Pier.
Let us pray. Today, as the Senate begins the second day of session, help us all to be mindful to remember what it says in 2 Timothy, for God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. We pray for our legislators and governor this very prayer in these times of anxiousness and worry. We thank you, Lord, for these senators. We thank the senators who willingly come together to serve the people of South Dakota. Amen.
The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Abdallah, Adelstein, Ahlers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson, Tom, Hanson, Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Jersted, Klochek, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Teason, Trebek, Berry, Valley. There's a quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the first day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction. And we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Is there a second? Motion is to approve the journal. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Members of the Senate, please join me and Senator Dempster in welcoming Mike McCabe, the leader of the Midwest Office of the Council of State Governments. Welcome, Mike. This time we have one member of the office staff that was not present yesterday for the swearing-in ceremony, so if you'll come forward now and take your oath. Communications and petitions.
November 18, 2008. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of SDCL 24-13-1 and subject to your confirmation, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Keith James Bonenberger to the Board of Pensions and Paroles. This appointment is effective until January 21, 2013. Very truly yours, Larry Long, Attorney General.
The President Pro Tem refers this appointment to the Committee on Judiciary.
November 19, 2008. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, please find a copy of the amended order of appointment for Patricia A. Myers to the Board of Pardons and Paroles. The order was amended to make the appointment of Ms. Myers effective this date. Once again, the court requests that you submit said appointment to the Senate and for consent during the next legislative session. Very truly yours, Shirley A. Jameson Fergal.
That appointment also has been referred to the Committee on Judiciary. Reports of select committees.
Mr. President, your select committee appointed on Senate rules respectfully reports it has had under consideration the Senate rules and recommends that the Senate rules of the 83rd legislative session be adopted as the Senate rules of the 84th legislative session with the following change. S4-1, standing committees. Under number 2, appropriations, overstrike the 9 and insert colon underscore 7 colon. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Dave Knudsen, Scott Heidebrim, Senate Committee. Also, Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of fixing the compensation of the elective and appointed officers and employees of the House and Senate for the 84th Legislative Session, pursuant to SDCL 2-5-8, respectfully reports that a salary schedule for the elective and appointed officers and employees has been developed and filed with the Director of the Legislative Research Council and Auditor. Respectfully submitted, Tim Rave, Bob Fain, Bernie Hunhoff, House Committee. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Dave Knudsen, Scott Heideprim, Senate Committee. Also, Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed on joint rules respectfully reports it has had under consideration the joint rules and recommends that the joint rules of the 83rd Legislative Session be adopted as the joint rules of the 84th Legislative Session with the following changes. 7-1, Structure of Appropriations Committee. Overstrike. If combined subcommittees are formed and maintained through the entire session, each subcommittee may make committee amendments to the General Appropriations Bill. The final committee action to the General Appropriations Bill shall be approved by a majority vote of the Senate committee members elect as well as the majority of the House committee members elect. And insert, underscored, all joint appropriations committee action on the General Appropriations Bill shall be approved by a majority vote of the joint committee unless a member calls for a separate vote of the House Appropriations Committee and the Senate Appropriations Committee, in which case a majority vote of each committee is required for adoption, period. And 7-28 is added, underscored. Committee procedure, remote electronic testimony. During any regular or special session of the legislature, a committee may, upon unanimous consent of the members, permit a person to appear from a remote site and give testimony before the committee by electronic audio-visual means. The joint rules and the rules of the Senate House shall be printed in the Senate Journal. Respectfully submitted, Tim Rave, Bob Fain, Bernie Hunhoff, House Committee. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Dave Knudsen, Scott Heideprim, Senate Committee. Also, Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed relative to securing chaplains for the 84th Legislative Session respectfully reports that we have conferred with the Peer Ministerial Association and have arranged for a minister to participate on a part-time basis. Respectfully submitted, Roger Hunt, Bill Van Gerpen, H. Paul Dennert, House Committee. Respectfully submitted, Tom Hansen, Larry Roden, Julie Bartling, Senate Committee. Also, Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed to make arrangements for legislative days respectfully reports that we recommend the days, have recommended days for the 84th Legislative Session. Respectfully submitted, Jamie Boomgarden, David Lust, Mark Feinstein, House Committee. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Dave Knudsen, Scott Heideprim, Senate Committee.
Messages from the House.
Dear Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has appointed Reps Roush, Noem, and Dennert as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with the like committee on the part of the Senate to arrange for a joint session of the two houses to receive the message of the governor. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has appointed Reps Roush, Noem, and Dennert as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with the like committee on the part of the Senate to notify the governor that the legislature is duly organized and ready to meet in joint session to receive any communications that he may desire to make. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House had appointed Reps Rave Fain, and Bernie Hunhoff as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with the like committee on the part of the Senate relative to the joint rules for the 84th Legislative Session. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has appointed Reps Boomgarden, Lust, and Feinstein as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with the like committee on the part of the Senate to arrange for legislative days for the members, officers, and employees of the Senate and House. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has appointed Reps Rave, Fain, and Bernie Hunhoff as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with the like committee on the part of the Senate for the purpose of settling the compensation schedule for the elected and appointed officers and employees of the House and Senate for the 84th Legislative Session. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has appointed Reps Ghosh, Steele, and Frerichs as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with the like committee on the part of the Senate for the purposes of conferring with the Director of Legislative Research Council in regard to making arrangements for distribution of all official documents. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has appointed Reps Hunt, Van Gerpen, and Dennert as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with the like committee on the part of the Senate relative to securing chaplains for the 84th Legislative Session. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has appointed Reps Hunt, Moser, and Dennett as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with the like committee on the part of the Senate for the purpose of arranging for a memorial service recognition of deceased members of the House and Senate. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee for the purpose of arranging a joint session for the two houses to receive the message of the governor. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee for the purpose of notifying the governor that the legislature is duly organized and ready to meet in joint session to receive any communication he may desire to make. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to arranging for a joint session to receive the State of the Judiciary message from the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has appointed Reps Fain, Noem, Bernie Hunhoff, and Dennert as a committee of four on the part of the House to meet with the like committee on the with a committee of three on the part of the Senate to arrange for a joint session of the Senate and House of Representatives to receive a message from the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Karen Gerdes, Chief Clerk.
Are there any announcements? We have no bills for first reading. Are there any announcements?
Mr. President.
Senator Hunhoff.
Thank you. Appropriations will meet tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock in LRC 1 and 2.
Thank you. Any further announcements? Senator Roden.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Ag Committee, room 412, tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock. Also,
Senator Gray.
I might remind Senator Roden that he's now in the upper body and that Senate Ag Committee.
Senator Garnas.
Mr. President, tomorrow morning, 7:45 in room 423, Senate Education.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Olson.
Mr. President, tomorrow morning, Senate Commerce, room 423 at 10 o'clock.
Present.
Senator Abdallah.
No judiciary meeting tomorrow. We're ahead of everybody else, so it won't be till next week.
Thank you, Senator. Any further announcements? Senator Roden.
Thank you, Mr. President. Also, I believe there is a briefing immediately following session today on the Trans-Canada pipeline. I thought I had an announcement here. I don't. I believe it's, somebody can correct me. I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Somebody can help me out. The location is at the American. Thank you,
Senator. Any further announcements? Seeing not a motion to adjourn is in
Senator
order.
Abdallah moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Is there a second? Motion is to adjourn. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed nay. Motion carried. We're adjourned. I remind the Senate that we'll be having the joint session to receive the state of the judiciary at 1:30.